The families of the two girls who were raped by two teenagers say they're relieved their attackers have been sentenced to 4 years detention. Appeal court judges have overturned their original youth rehabilitation order, saying it was unduly lenient. Barrister Charlotte Proudman spoke on behalf of one of the victims and says the impact of their actions is devastating.
I had to sit there and hear it suggested that I was lying. That broke something inside me. I felt like I wanted to die. I've attempted suicide a number of times, and I've been in hospital after an overdose. I feel like I'm surviving, not living.
The Home Secretary has been asked to review the potential deportation of Shabir Ahmed, the ringleader of the Rochdale grooming gang. The 73-year-old's been released from prison, having served 14 years for multiple sexual offences against young girls. Legislation from the 1970s currently prevents him from being deported. But Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says he must be sent back home to Pakistan.
Absolutely disgusting that this man has been let out. He should be deported, and we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that he is, but we're going to need the government to get behind us, that is the Labour government, whether it's Keir Starmer or Andy Burnham. What I want to see is them agreeing with us so that we can get that amendment through.
The government's facing calls to compensate the victims of forced adoption. Lawyers insist financial help and specialist support must be made available to the unmarried mothers who were forced to give up their babies. Earlier, the Prime Minister gave a formal apology to those affected by the scandal. Pubs will be allowed to open through the night so England fans can enjoy the World Cup clash against Mexico. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says it's good news.
Pubs can stay open early on Monday morning for the England game. So I know lots of people are making their plans. If you're planning to watch it in the pub, that is great. And it's really good for pubs as well.
Kick-off is at 1 a.m. on Monday morning. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm David Hall.
Stop. If you've had car finance, you could be owed money. Drivers were charged hidden commissions on PCP and HP deals, pushing up monthly payments without their knowledge. If your agreement was between 2007 and 2024, you could be due hundreds of pounds. We handle everything. It takes just 60 seconds to start. Text PCP to 60777 now.
The Claims Guys.
You can claim for free via the FCA Redress Scheme, which your lender should contact you about if you're eligible.
White Horse Radio Weather, in association with Christopher Hughes Photography, capturing beautiful images for over 20 years. For more details, ChristopherHughesPhotography.com. Now, is today's weather going to be a great picture?
A windy morning in the northwest with patchy drizzle giving way to more persistent rain later. Mostly fine elsewhere with lighter winds and some very warm sunshine. A high of 26 degrees Celsius.
You are listening to music from across the decades. Here on White Horse Radio.
So about Pleasurecraft, you know, that, like I said, they're a local band. They're not signed by anybody, but this is their soapbox. So that was their latest single, Drunk Shadows. But we're going to play now their first single, which is...
Called Julia.
Called Julia.
Thank you.
Is that your hip or is your chair squeaking?
My chair squeaking.
Listeners, it's not. He's lying. Go on, give it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, you think Whitehorse would provide a multi-million company, right? And we get a crappy chair.
You know what? No, you just have to sit really still. Either that or oil your joints next week.
WD-40. Anybody got a WD-40? Where's the engineer?
Hey.
Hang on. Dave.
Oh, hello.
Where's the WD-40, mate?
Well, you know the history behind WD-40, don't you?
Oh, here we go. Let's settle down, kids. So here's the story.
This'll kill 5 minutes.
I knew there was something about WD-40.
So this is a bit of a factoid. WD-40 was from, the 40 was from the 40 tries they had to try and get the formula right. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
I did not
yeah,
know.
That's right, yeah. And it's water dispersal 40. There you go.
Okay, turn his mic off, will you?
Can I turn him off? No, turn it off. Hang on.
That's, you know, interesting fact of the day with Dave there, right?
Oh, my God.
WD-40.
Anyway, I do need it for this chair. I'll have it sorted out. Somebody will.
Yeah.
Sprayers, come and spray my chair.
Sprayers?
Yeah, they spray WD-40. We don't touch that now, mate. We're broadcasters.
All right, okay.
We have people to do that.
Are we stars now?
I don't even know where my
radio star.
I don't even know where my coffee is. I want coffee after
really?
My beer. Yeah,
I want blue M&Ms.
Blue M&Ms. Yeah, there's a good one.
Yeah.
You can start putting stuff down now.
Oh, we've got some sports mixtures.
Oh, you got sport mixes.
What was your favourite?
What sports mixtures?
If you could go into your news agents of your childhood days and say, I'll have 2 ounces of
chocolate limes or
chocolate lime. No, you can't have all. It's one or the other.
Fruit salads.
Turn his mic on.
Hang on.
It's got to be fruit salad, isn't it? Fruit or blackjacks.
Could you get a quarter of fruit salad?
2 ounces.
They were penny chews, weren't they?
They were. Well, actually, they were less than that. I think they were half a pence.
2 ounces.
Yeah.
2 ounces of this and 2 ounces of that.
Really? I used to like, I think, wine gums.
Oh, wine gums.
Wine gums have got to be the king of all chewy, candy, sweet things.
What about those fried eggs, though? You know, the lips. Remember the lips?
Oh, yeah, I remember the lips, yeah. Remember all them.
Oh, the things I couldn't stand were those flying saucers with the shit, you know. The
I used to like them. I used to like them.
We talked about this.
I used to bite them and lick the sherbet out of them. Oh, yeah.
It's sucked the moisture out your mouth.
Did you not like sherbet? Oh.
They were okay. I like the licorice.
Why do we? Andy was around the age of eight, and I said, you know what? We just went to things you did in the 70s, didn't we?
Yeah.
It named all these things, and we're just going, just watch one more. We'll just watch one more. 2 hours of watching.
Oh, on the YouTube. On the old YouTube. Down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole, yeah.
Okay, here's a final one for you. Name a sweet or candy that's not around now that was in the 70s.
That's what? Say that again.
Oh, I know one.
No, name a candy or a sweet that was around in the 70s and is not around now.
Candy cigarettes.
Yes.
Or licorice pipes. Was it licorice or licorice?
Well,
Factoid on a squeaky chair. Go on.
Licorice, right?
Yeah.
We called it Spanish.
What? Oh, yes, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah, we did in Manchester. Yes. We called it Spanish.
There was a shortage of licorice, so the licorice, they had to go to Spain to get it. So now, when it came from Spain, we didn't call it Spanish licorice. Well, we did, but we just called it Spanish, and that's where it came from.
But was it licorice? Is it licorice or licorice?
Yeah, it's licorice, yeah.
But licorice or licorice? That's an interesting conversation.
I'm not going to answer that. You're just winding me up.
I'm not winding you up. It's a serious question.
So
Placebo.
Placebo. You're not really into Placebo, you, are you?
Not really.
These couple of tracks I'm going to play now, they're pretty much my influence, I think. Because I think you wouldn't have put this on your playlist, would you?
No.
But what do you think about
Hang on a minute. This is my playlist. You added onto it.
But what do you think about it now it's on there?
Well, it's on there, isn't it? I can't do that about it. I can delete it.
Do you not like it?
No, I don't mind it, actually.
I think it's pretty good.
I skip over it. I'll be honest, I skip over it.
Did you put up with it, like I put up with you? I'm only kidding. I love you really, John. Honestly, I do.
Wow.
I'm only joking. Don't get all sulky on me now.
I'm here in this chair now. I'm paranoid about my chair now.
Don't
I can't
get all
move.
Upset. We don't have bloody uprising, do we?
Hey.
I was teeing up a song there. I said we don't want an uprising, do we?
Oh.
You see?
Oh!
See how I did that then, like a professional? This is Muse, Uprising.
I don't mind this one, actually. I do like it.
We'll be right back.
Placebo.
That wasn't Placebo, that was Muse and Uprising. You're having a senior moment.
And before that, it was Placebo.
And but it was Placebo. Nancy Boy before that. Tell you what, you can tell spring has sprung.
Oh, my God.
The humidity in here is... My hair's curling and my headphones are sticking to my ears.
You mean your pubic hair's curly?
Honestly, I've got sweaty bits, pits and...
I don't even want to know.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
I don't want to know.
Things are moist that shouldn't be. Honestly. I've got clammy hands, clammy feet and...
I hope you got deodorant on.
Of course I've got deodorant
Otherwise,
on.
Otherwise I'd be smelling
I'm not a Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
Of course I've got deodorant on.
How are you going anyway? How's it going over there?
It's going well.
Because we're usually sat side by side, aren't we?
Well, we're sat in the Hive, which is our studio, isn't it? It's our studio, which is littered with posters and records
memorabilia.
And books and everything's about you in here, nothing about me.
Hang on a minute, let me just think. Yeah, why? Why is it all about me in here?
Because it's your house.
And it's my studio.
Well, whatever. You say you're the boss?
No, I'm not the boss. I just employ you. I pay you peanuts.
And you don't pay me anything. You don't even pay me a compliment. Hey?
You got a free beer this afternoon.
Only because your daughter, you nicked them off your daughter. You didn't even buy them.
It's what is available. You take around your...
Well, I'll take it.
The beer's available. You're available. And there we go.
Were you saying I'm cheap?
No. Anyway. Hmm. Now. What? Now for some decent music.
They've all been pretty decent.
This one's even better.
I like this one.
I know you do. And that's why I'm playing it.
It's a design
for life. Playing it? And why am I playing it?
Because you like Manic Street Peaches?
Because I picked it.
Yeah.
What's your design for life?
Let the song finish.
I'm just asking you. I'm being professional.
People want to listen to the end of the song and you just trample all over it like you're bloody...
All right, listen to the end of the song.
It's done now, isn't it? Oh, you know what I mean? You're doing that point.
In the manual, it says you must talk over the end of the song to make it sound professional.
No, David said you can talk over the beginning, but don't talk over the end because people want to listen. And you just trample over it. You cut them off short. You bloody willy-nilly, man. You willy-nilly.
Have you seen... Right, I've got one, two, three things in front of me. I've got two monitors. I've got my phone. I like to text while I'm driving. Shut up. I've got this mixer.
What do you mean, shut up?
All you've got is that other monitor on the other side. It tells you, you're watching videos.
Right.
You listen to the song.
Right.
And then I make a mistake.
I bring my wit and charisma with me.
I am like Captain James T. Kirk. You're Scotty. One job.
You.
One job, Scotty.
You. Giving you that is like giving a monkey a machine gun. It's dreadful. It's dangerous.
You're pushing it.
It's dangerous.
This is supposed to be a nice, relaxing show of family.
It is. It is, but you started it. You're picking on me.
Scotty.
David, it's picking on me.
He's having nothing to do with it.
What?
Dave's looking through the window and shaking his head.
Well, tell you what. I just wanted to come here. I thought you said, come and play some tunes. It'd be a life for Riley. Huh?
Oh, you're good.
I did it again, didn't I?
You did.
I did it again. Feed it up.
We'll be right back.
you know what we're doing.
I can't really do this. I've got a mouthful of freaking sports mixtures.
My wife bought me some of it. Maynard's.
Thought she bought them me. He's got a gob full, of sports mixtures, eh?
So, hey, you can take the monk out of Manchester, but you can't take him out of whatever. Midget gym. Why anyway?
Sports mixtures.
Yeah, Andy likes sports mixtures.
Anyway. That's right. Let's have a bit of rattling going on the old... Oh, yeah.
He's got to put his glasses on. Sports mixtures.
Maynard's Bassett sports mixtures. There's very little fat in it. There's a little bit of sugar.
I don't worry about it, mate. Anyway, let me just swallow it.
Anyway, yeah. So that's what we're eating.
Yeah.
Very professional. On our first show. Hey. Beer, sports mixtures.
Hey, this is how we roll.
Hey.
This is how we roll.
It is, isn't it?
It's none of that normal DJ stuff. And we're just two manks having a laugh.
Yeah.
Telling it like it is.
Like it is.
Like it is.
Living it large.
Living it large.
Playing some wicked tunes. Wicked tunes.
Everyone's been a good song so far.
It's been a cracker.
Well, there's been a couple of years that I've been round old square pegs. But I know Life of Riley, top song.
Yeah.
The next one.
Top song.
Top song.
Top tunes.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. It's Female of the Species by Space.
It's got a bit of a crack on it, hasn't it?
Bit of a what?
Crack on it.
What a crack?
Have you...
What are you saying, John?
Have you actually cleaned the LP?
John, just mute your microphone, you dirty man.
I've been told I can't say
there you
anything.
Go. See, that's better. You see the good trampling all over now. The end of that one, did you?
Ooh, I was close.
You nearly messed up with that, though, didn't you? Hey?
The next song was lined up.
Hey?
Yeah, because you tell me I can't do this, I can't do that.
You've got to touch like a baby elephant with that thing over there, are you?
You know something? You're very good at pointing stuff out. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're like a woman.
Don't be like that.
This is a relationship.
Listeners, I'm very, very sorry. I know it's 2026. John's not quite caught up with us yet. You know? There's some ladies might listen to this show as well.
Could be a lot of ladies listening to it, because why?
Why?
The Manx on. The Manx.
The donkey.
The donkey. Okay, donkey.
Right, and donkey.
It'll be a donkey and Shrek next week, mate.
Donkey and Shrek.
Donkey
and Shrek on the radio, eh?
Yeah. Imagine kids tuning to you. This is not what I thought it was, the kids. So, how's your Saturday going?
Saturday's going well, thank you very much.
I'm just asking.
Oh, no, it's going well, it's going well. Spring has sprung and it's nice.
Whoa, calm down.
I'm
wind
right.
Your neck in. I'm just right. Asking a question.
I'm all right.
I wonder what people are doing while they listen to us. They're probably just going,
they're probably pushing the trolley around Tesco's or something. Yeah.
Staying in the car a bit longer to listen to the tune.
That's it. He's him and her, right? They've gone to Tesco's. He said, you know what, love? You go and get the groceries.
Like you should do.
I'm going to stay in the car and listen to Man Can't Half.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Or right? Maybe she's turned around. The wife's gone, like, you know, go in there, get it sorted. I'm listening to
Man Can't Half.
The donkey.
John and Andy.
The donkey. Yeah, it's weird that way people are going to be listening to us.
Yeah, I know, eh?
Yeah. You could be just walking, jogging. I might be actually jogging with someone. Not that I jog. It's the only time I will go for a jog is when somebody's actually jogging.
You couldn't even run a bath.
Oh,
let alone go for a jog. Them
days are over, mate. Absolutely over. Anyway. You're listening to White Horse Radio! John and Andy on the air. Lots of music everywhere.
There's three songs that remind me of the Young Ones. Yeah. One of them's Alexi Sale and Dr. Martin's Boots. The other one's The Damned and Eloise. And the one that really reminds me of The Young Ones is this one, Ace of Spades, Motorhead, eh?
But you were a bit of a smelly, weren't you?
What do you mean it's a bit of a smelly?
You were a patchouli boy, weren't you, back in the day?
Not really.
You were into all
well,
that.
Well, I was into, yes, oh. I like, yes, oh, and I Judas
Andy's
Peace,
on the bus.
Priest and...
Andy's on the bus. Patchouli, there he is. Heading Stevenson Square, Manchester. Andy's
I
on
used
the
to
bus.
Go to, there used to be an there used to be a place called
Gillies.
Gillies.
See,
Gillies
I
Rock
know
World.
These things. I know.
That's the only place where
you'd be you could smell you go get away
the,
with
into
it.
Into the urinal. You go into the toilet, so there's a guy into the urinals, you're having a pee, and you'll turn around to the urinal next to you, and there'd be a girl hitched up peeing in the urinals.
Oh, aye, that was.
Oh, it was a rough place.
There was too many queues for the women's toilets, weren't there?
Oh, it was such a good place, though.
Yeah. What heavy, smelly places did you go to?
I didn't go to heavy, smelly places.
Yes, you did.
I just like that kind of music.
Well, you just go, you pick that one, and then this one, I'm going to play it now, totally different.
Yeah, well, I have a broad genre of music.
Oh, you do? You're panicking. I wasn't. Came on too quick. You know, there's a few DJs back in the day that I really did want to.
Well, you always hang.
Oh, there were some crap ones, weren't there? Are we crap? People are going like that. Get them, hang them too.
I remember for Christmas getting a little wireless, little transistor wireless. We used to have, you ever used to have like ear pods?
Yeah,
you had
that's
like
right.
One earphone.
That's
you
right.
You
yeah.
came with your transistor radio.
Like a spy.
And I used to put it under my pillow. I listened to a bit of Timmy Mallett on the radio.
Oh,
bit of Timmy Mallett on the transistor Timmy radio.
Mallett, yeah.
I mean, because he used to be on Radio 260, Piccadilly 261, didn't he?
Yeah, Piccadilly.
In Manchester,
Piccadilly,
when he first started, I think. Yeah.
I mean, the only ones I used to really like listening to is Annie Nightingale at night.
She was a bit of a hottie, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know I like the old
I know
hotties,
you do.
You know. The Charlene Spitaler.
I know you do.
You know, Molly Ringwald.
I know you do.
You do.
What were you saying the other day? You said you were mistaken for a Hollywood hunk. Who was it, John?
I'm going back a bit. This is not like last week. I was in a Disney a few years back.
Yeah.
It was Jude Law.
Jude Law. And I'll tell you now, listeners, he looks nothing like Jude Law.
I think
he looks like Jude Law if you're galloping at 60 miles an hour on a horse and you've got a fly in your eye, you might look at John and go, is that Jude Law?
It could be.
But that's the only way you'd ever get mistaken for Jude Law.
I don't know. He thought it was, you know what I mean? But who? I took the guy out in Disneyland.
Was he on one of those special days out?
No. It was okay. It was just one of them, you know, he looked at me, he went, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And I went.
He said, and you said who? And he said.
Well, I didn't ask. He said, I know who you are. He said, so you can come to the front. And the only person that was getting big at that time, he was in some movies, was Jude Law. So I can always think of Jude Law.
So he didn't actually say you look like Jude Law?
No, but I can.
You thought in your mind that you thought you were Jude Law?
It's not going to be Bruce Willis, Hammer, or, you know.
What?
I don't know. But Jude Law was big at that time. Okay. I'm not the Will Smith. I don't look like Will Smith. Well, so no. He's not mistaking me for Will Smith. Okay. So Jude Law. And I've been told once or twice.
By who? Who told you you look like Jude Law?
I'm going to play another song because this is.
You better, I do.
I'm going to, yeah.
Perception.
just an awesome song, isn't it?
You know, I've really enjoyed this. This has been a 2-hour show that has flown.
It just goes so quick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, this is it. We're in the final stages. So let's just play.
Can I play another song?
Let's play. We'll play another one or two, and then we'll be on our way. Okay. We'll be on our way.
Stereophonics. The Phonics.
Dakota.
The Phonics.
From Wales.
The Phonics.
Why, aye, man, I'm from Wales.
No.
Oh, no, that's wrong, innit?
Newcastle.
Whatever.
Leave it alone.
So take a look at me now. 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 So take a look at me now.
There we go. Oh, take a look at me now. Look at me now from where I was. Well, that's been the show, John. Oh, can we not stay? Get Lobster on the phone. Get the Lobster on the phone and say, can we stay a little bit longer?
Or we can just do another show and see everybody next week.
We could do that.
Because I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Oh,
we're two mates in a basement having a laugh, playing some tunes.
Yes.
And just going on the radio, it's been good. I mean, I've loved it.
Did you... you know, this is...
Oh. Bit of Peters and Lee. Oh, my God, John.
Well, what? You know what it is? You know where it's going to go with this one, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
I've had to dive down in the... Well, I sent Dave down. Dave, get this. Give him a note.
Go into the vault.
Yeah, the vault.
Deep into the vault. Blow some dust off some records and bring us something back, Dave.
Dave's got it. Dave's through the window and he's got his little light going on his phone.
So I want to say thanks to Dave.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us again, being our mentor.
Appreciated it.
There we go.
Welcome. Anyway.
We're all singing.
We're going to play out with a little bit of Peter and Lee. Welcome home. And close the door. Well, that's the show, John.
You've been gone.
So it's a goodbye from me.
Hang on. I'm getting into it.
Oh, forget it. Come on.
No, I'm running it out to be 20 minutes. Is it 20?
It's something like that.
One more. Come on.
One more welcome home.
Is he going to do it? He's not going to do it. No. Anyway, it's been good.
It's been goodbye.
See you next Saturday.
Yeah, goodbye from me. Goodbye from you.
It's goodbye from him. And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye from Dave. Goodbye from everybody.
Yeah.
See you next week. Saturdays, 1 till 3, Whitehorse Radio. 9.5.
Whitehorse Radio News, in association with AJH Procurement, award-winning buying specialist for the construction industry.